Today here on the eRadio, we are exploring debt review, how it works, its pros and cons, and also tips for managing your debt more efficiently or effectively. And joining us here on the eRadio is Sharon Rose from Libertine Consultants. Sharon, hello, are you well?
I'm good, thank you, and yourself, Ian. It's nice to be here today.
Yeah, nice. I'm about wealth as well, thank you. And nice to talk to you. Sharon, what is debt review? How does it work?
Okay, so debt review is a rehabilitation program for consumers who are over-indebted. So over-indebted means somebody that income exceeds their monthly expenses. So debt review allows them to rehabilitate their financial status by assisting them to settle their debt. So that's essentially what debt review is. How it works is there is a registered debt counselor that assists the client, and what the debt counselor does is they make arrangements to change the current agreement with the consumer's credit providers. So for example, if they have a loan with Bank X, A and B, and these agreements have obviously a capital, a repayment, interest and various other charges, the debt counselor will then do an assessment on the consumer, looking at what their income is, their household expenses. So that is all of the expenses less their debt. And we look at how can we assist this client that they pay their debt every month, maybe at a lower rate or a lower amount, and also able to cover their groceries, their school fees and so forth. Then with the credit provider, we look at also assisting the consumer and the credit provider by reducing the monthly installment as well as the interest rate and also various other charges that get charged to the account. So the client will still be able to keep their payments up to date with their credit provider, but just as an at an amount that is more affordable for them for their current situation.
It sounds like it makes life much easier. What are the primary benefits of undergoing debt review?
So there are quite a number of benefits, and obviously the most important one is that it reduces the monthly installments to the credit providers, which also alleviates some financial burden to the consumer. We also try and negotiate for reduced interest rates on the client's account. So you will know that unsecured accounts, so that is your credit cards, your loans, those tend to have very high interest rates. And for somebody that is over indebted, that can be quite a challenge when you are repaying your account at a lower amount. It would cause that your account will maybe have a very, very long repayment period. So the debt counselor will look at creating a proposal that's not only beneficial for the consumer, but also for the credit provider. Because remember, we need to balance the interests of both of the parties, and the credit provider also needs to provide consent to the new arrangement. So it's reducing the monthly repayments, reducing the interest rates. And another thing is, if there's a consumer that maybe has a home loan, or they have a vehicle or multiple vehicles, debt review also protects those from being repossessed. So because we are, even though the client's not going to be paying the contractual installment or the original installment, it protects the client legally from those assets not being repossessed. Because once the consumer and, or let's say the debt counselor and the credit provider have agreed and the new terms of the agreement for this particular consumer, that then gets taken to court and the court makes it an order. So the client is also legally protected against any repossession as well.
Wow, well, that sounds really nice. So they can't come and repossess your stuff. So it offers you protection. But now, can you also explain any drawbacks or challenges of debt review?
Yes, so one of the major things when you go and look online that people point out as a drawback concerning debt review is their credit score. So when you apply for debt review, there is a flag placed on your credit report, and this flag is to indicate to potential credit providers that you are currently undergoing debt review. And as a result, you are not able to get new credit. And this is why for the first question, I mentioned that debt review is a rehabilitation program, right? It's there to assist the client to get out of their current situation. So if somebody is in a dire financial situation, it's not going to solve that issue if they are still able to make more credit because they're going to go further into debt. That is just my perspective of seeing the debt review flag. So that's number one. Number two is that it obviously places a restriction on your budget, because when we're doing the initial assessment, we actually look at the client's realistic budget. So we look at what are they paying on to grocery, school fees, insurance, and so forth on a monthly basis. And we look at balancing the consumer as well as the credit provider and making sure that the amount that is being paid towards the debt review is a fair amount. So in some instances, it will create some restriction on the budget. It will alleviate the financial situation or better the situation, but it will cause you to be a bit more strict with your finances. And the last thing is that you mentioned that debt review sounds like a nice program that protects consumers. Yes, it does. But one thing to remember is that they have to keep to the payments, because the arrangement that is made during in debt review, it's a new contract between the consumer and the credit provider and the debt counselor as well. And if those payments are not maintained, the consumer is opening themselves up to that agreement being terminated or cancelled, and then the contractual arrangements will then continue on that particular account.
Sharon, what are the typical qualifications or requirements for entering debt review?
Okay, so the first one is that the consumer needs to be over indebted. So if a consumer is not over indebted, that is where the consumer's income can sufficiently cover the necessary expenses as well as their debt. I pointed out necessary expenses because there's a difference between necessary and luxury expenses. So if we do an assessment and we find that the client can comfortably cover all of their debt, they maybe just need to adjust their budget here and there, then we wouldn't necessarily advise debt review for that particular consumer. The next one is employment. So either self-employed or permanently employed, because when we're making the offers to the credit provider, we need to show what your income is and what your income will be for a particular period. So there needs to be some kind of constant income coming in every month.
Okay, yeah, that makes perfect sense. And then yes. What steps can individuals take to proactively manage their debt before considering debt review?
Okay, so I would say the first would be to review their budget on a monthly basis. I actually had a consultation recently with one of my clients, and I gave them a template where they could actually go and itemizely just use their banking statements and create their own little family income statement where they could see exactly where they are spending their money and where they can make adjustments. This will also help them with the following point, where you divide your budget according to luxury and necessary expenses. Because with luxury expenses, it's actually much easier to reduce those. So those might be, if your insurance is quite high, maybe looking at a different insurance company, or you know, maybe looking at buying some of your groceries in bulk or online as well. Whereas your necessary expenses, that's your rent, your electricity, your school fees, those are not necessarily things that you can change. Those are things that you're going to have to keep the same for what whatever particular reason, but it's easier to review your budget and divide your budget according to what is a luxury and what you have to pay every single month. And the next one is to try and monitor your debt. So if you have loans or credit cards, a home loan or a vehicle, try and monitor how much money you're spending on your debt every month. Try to avoid using your debt to pay for your monthly expenses. So it's important where I've noticed the having an overdraft account sometimes can be a bit challenging because it's difficult to see what's yours and what's the bank. So I would say it's very important to just to keep track of what your debt is, how much do you currently owe, are you able to maintain those installments, how much of your income is actually going to debt, and how much is actually going to the rest of your expenses. And if you see that you're not able to, you know, most of your income is going to debt, then you need to make some kind of adjustment over there.
Sharon, any alternative options to debt review for managing significant debt?
So you can obviously consider debt consolidation loans. Those are another option of maybe settling your debt. I might be biased because I'm a debt counselor, but there are a few other programs out there that are not necessarily regulated by the NCR. And the problem with those are that they don't offer the same protections as debt review would. So debt consolidation loan is one option. Essentially, it's a loan that you take out and they settle all of your outstanding debt. But then at the end of the day, you are still left with that one repayment amount.
Exactly.
A similar amount to what you would have been paying. So in some instances, it doesn't actually solve the problem, really, if you're having an issue with affordability. But it is an option. And like I said, there are other options out there that are not necessarily regulated by the NCR, which means that they don't have the benefits of the reduced interest rates and the asset protection and so forth. And then obviously there are the golden oldies, which are administration and sequestration. And obviously in the case of, I'm not that versed in sequestration, but it's essentially just liquidating your entire estate to try and then settle your outstanding accounts or your outstanding debt.
And Sharon, you're obviously a debt counselor. What role do you play in the debt review process?
Okay, so the debt counselor is the person that is walking the consumer hand in hand throughout the entire process. We also represent the consumer with regards to the credit providers. We arrange all of the new agreements with the credit provider. We are also the ones that brings the court application for the consumer as well. We manage all of the administrative queries. So when after a client's court order for debt review has been granted, we will make sure that the accounts are being paid up, the accounts are receiving the correct amount. We work with a company that is registered with the NCR. It's called a DC partner, but they are essentially a payment distribution agency because the debt counselor never receives the money. The money, when a consumer makes their payment, it goes to a PDA, and the PDA will then make the payments to the various credit providers. And we are the ones then manage the proposal and the payment amounts that go to the credit providers. The PDA will manage the actual payments that gets made. And our PDA partner, DC partner, what they do is they have a new feature which allows the consumer to go online and they can actually access their profile on DC Partners platform. So they can have a look at what their proposal is, the actual proof of payments that went of the payments that went to the various credit providers. So when an account is paid up, we'll make sure that we have the paid up letter. Once all of the client's accounts are then paid up, we also make sure that the debt review flag is removed from the credit bureau system as well. And also what I usually do with my clients is I will give them some tips and tricks on how to rebuild their credit profile after the process is done. So the debt counselor is the person that from the beginning we do the affordability assessment with the client, we negotiate with the credit providers, our attorney also approaches the court to get the court order, or we can bring the application through the National Credit Tribunal as well. And then once that the legal process is completed, we will then walk with the client, make sure the accounts are being paid. If there are any, you know, challenges, as life is up and down, maybe they had maybe a difficult month where they couldn't pay, we will then try and assist them and, you know, make some kind of arrangements with the credit providers as well. So the debt counselor is essentially the person between the consumer and the credit provider.
Okay, so you're doing all the hard work, basically.
Yeah, all the fun work.
Oh, okay. Okay, so basically also when you mentioned the paid up letter, what that means is you get like a clean slate. You can start all over again. It's almost like exiting jail or rehab, you know?
It's essentially that. So what happens is many of our clients, once they've paid up all of the accounts, so I know this is maybe not exactly on the question, but what happens is when a client has paid up all of the accounts, they will receive a document called a clearance certificate. And this clearance certificate would essentially inform the credit providers as well as the credit bureaus that the debt review process has been completed, and that will then remove the flag. But even once the flag has been removed, they will then need to rebuild their credit score again. So that's the one instance. But if there's a client that has a home loan, right, and all of his other accounts, his unsecured accounts, his vehicles, credit cards, and personal loans are all paid up, and his home loan has no contractual arrears, meaning that there's no arrears on that account, the debt counselor can then issue a clearance certificate, and that will also remove the debt review flag and give them a clean slate.
Okay, and how long does it usually take? What's the average time that you know that it takes to pay off everything? Is it 3 years, 4 years, 5 years? Is there a time limit that you don't go beyond?
Yes, so there is a time limit, but essentially the term is determined by each client's specific situation. So the time limit is 60 months, so that's 5 years. If a client's situation, maybe their financial situation, indicates that it's maybe 3 years or 4 years, it's all dependent on the outstanding balance that the client has of all of the accounts, and also how much the client is actually going to, what their repayment amount will be on a monthly basis. And then also you will look at things like what is the interest rate to their various credit providers, because that will also determine the term. But each client's term would be different, but the maximum term or the optimal term will be 60 months.
And finally, Sharon, can you share some success stories with us?
Yes, I can. So unfortunately, I won't be able to give any names, but we do have quite a bit of positive reviews on our Hello Peter page and also on our Google reviews where people leave their experiences as well. But I can tell you, so most of the time when clients go under debt review, particularly where they have home loans and vehicles, they will usually, the estimated term will usually be 5 years. So I had a client not too long ago, and he had quite a bit of outstanding accounts. And he had quite a bit of unsecured, and he also had assets as well. And the reason why I always share this story is that he worked so well. I learned so much from this client, and I really admired him as well. So when he started the debt review process, he made sure that whenever he received any kind of bonus or incentive amount, he will always contact me and say, listen, Sharon, this month I'm able to pay a little bit of extra. And we would then allocate that and try and get rid of his accounts. So he was initially supposed to stay under debt review for a period of 5 years, but he reduced it to 2.5 years. And he was able to get rid of all of his unsecured accounts, as well as settle both of his vehicles. And he could continue with the debt review just with his home loan account. And I always tell clients this, that when consumers start the process of debt review, they are always a bit apprehensive because of the debt review flag, and there's also been a lot of some negative experiences around debt review as well. But I always remind them, and also the term, people are afraid to make that big commitment of 5 years. But I'm always reminded by this client's experience where I saw the determination that he was benefiting. He had really good interest rates on all of his accounts. His home loan at the time when he approached us was, they were starting the legal process of repossession as well. And we were able to stop that. I think it was the week that they were supposed to lodge they started the legal process on his home, and we were able to stop that. Yeah. So, and I, once again, like, I really admired that, because I could see his mind changing, his mindset change over the time that I worked with him. And he was able to reduce his term by 5 years. And maybe in his case, he was fortunate. He had a position where he could get those extra income that could assist to repay, get rid of his debt much quicker. But I've even seen it with other clients. I had another consumer where she was a single application, and she had quite a bit of unsecured accounts with very, very high interest as well. And her situation was also, it was a lot. And but she continued to pay her installment every month, and she was very, very dedicated to the process. We also got really, really good interest rates on her accounts as well. And after, I think it was about 3 or 4 years, we were able to issue her with a clearance certificate. So I think that when people get to the point of actually applying for debt review, I think there's a lot of stigma around it because of maybe some negative experiences as well. But I think it's a very responsible decision to make, especially when one has a family and a home and a vehicle and all of those things to consider. So yeah, unfortunately I can't give any names, but there are quite a bit of reviews and things online as well.
That's brilliant. And then finally, Sharon, what practical tips or strategies can our listeners implement to avoid falling into overwhelming debt situations in the future?
Okay, so I would say the first one would be to start building an emergency fund. And the way that I actually like to do this is, sometimes when we're looking, especially when you are an employee and you're not self-employed, you are receiving a salary on a monthly basis. And when you want to start building an emergency fund or a savings account, we always think of saying, okay, I'm going to save 1,000 rand a month, and then at the end of the year, I can go camping and I'll have 12,000 rand to go camping or to do whatever I would like to do or settle an account. But sometimes that can seem a bit overwhelming, especially if you have quite a number of responsibilities. So I would say, when you want to build an emergency fund, use the option of recurring payments. So implementing a stop order on a weekly basis. So if you want to save, let's say, 1,000 rand every month, divide that by four and say every week on a Friday, I'm going to ask this, set up a stop order to take 250 rand to my savings account. So it's not this huge amount that's going off at the end of the month. And make sure, obviously, it's an account that you cannot access, so that you don't go back to that and take it back to your account. So you're actually building an emergency fund over there. Then create a budget. So create a budget that's going to work for you. Maybe you're a pen and paper type of person, or maybe you're more digital like myself. Create something where you can actually keep track of all of your expenses. banking charges, what you're spending on groceries is a huge expense right now. And there's obviously so many options out there online at the moment where you can maybe purchase your non-perishables online and in bulk, so that you don't have those huge expenses. If you can, I'm here in Muscle Bay, and I sometimes have the opportunity of maybe purchasing some of my fruits and veggies locally, which will maybe be a bit cheaper as well. So in terms of creating a budget and tracking your expenses, you can then see, where am I overspending? Where do I need to make any kind of adjustments as well? And then lastly is to try and maintain a good credit score. And you can do this by focusing on accounts that will actually boost your credit score. So accounts that boost your credit score are revolving accounts. Those are things like your credit card and your clothing account. Accounts like personal loans, as well as micro loans and payday loans, actually decrease your credit score. And I saw it on a few of my clients' credit profiles as well, where I compare their credit score before they applied for the loan or the payday loan or whatever, compared to when they received it. So try to maintain a good credit score by trying not to apply for accounts that will actually decrease your credit score, and make use of accounts that will maybe increase your credit score. So your revolving accounts and your clothing accounts as well. So, and also lastly, to keep track of your debt. So if you find yourself in a position where you are having to apply for payday loans or micro loans simply to survive through the month, then try and reach out to a debt counselor in your area, or even to myself, to simply do an assessment, because sometimes it's much easier for somebody else to do the assessment for you, to look at your finances and say, look, this is what your finances are. The situation is just not as bad as you think. We just need to make a few adjustments here or there. Or if your situation is where you do actually need to apply for debt review, you can do that before you are actually getting stressful phone calls from credit providers. So, yeah. And I also gave quite a bit of tips previously as well, so I don't want to repeat myself.
Sharon, thank you so much. Give us your contact details, please.
Okay, so you can find us on WhatsApp. Our WhatsApp number is 073-011-8208.
Perfect.
Our landline number is 021-949-2211.
Perfect. Sharon Rose from Libertine Consultants, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Are you struggling to manage your debt? It can be a real headache, but we are here to help. Need help exploring your options? Libertine Consultants offer a free assessment on our website, where we can create a personalized plan to help you manage your debt. Contact us on 021-949-2211. Or WhatsApp 073-018-208. Libertine Consultants. Let us help you achieve financial freedom.